Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. The Colonial Theater in Belfast, that cute little Art Deco theater with the elephant on top of it downtown, is under new management. We spoke with Kyle Walton last summer about some of their plans, and we caught up with him again last week to tell us about an event that's happening this coming Saturday that's going to be something wicked.
This is Kyle Walton, director of the new not-for-profit Colonial Theater in Belfast. Very excited for the addition of Tim Sample next Saturday, the 13th at 8 o'clock. We started emailing a few months ago, and the Colonial in its new not-for-profit model is going to be doing more things on screen and especially on stage. And it really felt like it was an appropriate ask, since we will be doing more comedy, to reach out to Tim. He is in New Mexico right now. That is where he winters for 3 or 4 months a year. And then he's coming back to do a show in, I think, Millinocket. And then we're in his next stop for the spring tour next Saturday, April 13. We're at about 25% remaining tickets right now. We may even be adding an earlier show. The whole point right now is a, you know, Tim's really understands the vision for the Colonial and is coming at reduced costs, which made it possible for us to book him. So we've got 165 seats in the Dreamland Auditorium, and we want to sell out everyone. And if somehow we go through that, he's willing to come to Belfast a little early and put on another show. So if you can't get a seat to the show, at colonialtheater.com or our newsletter, and there'll be additional information on that up until the morning of next Saturday, the 13th. We are in our 112th year as the state's oldest movie theater. We finally have full-on e-ticketing. So e-tickets can be purchased online through the website and social media. They also can be purchased in person with cash if you ask a ticket seller. Ticket sellers are usually at the theater, especially Thursday through Sundays between around 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And anyone at the box office or concessions can sell you a ticket to see Tim Sample or any other of the shows and movies that we put on, usually with about a week's notice. ColonialTheater.com, spell it the English way, spell it the American way. They'll all take you to the Colonial. That's been the website since around 2000. We're on Instagram and Facebook. We're not on TikTok or Twitter. And there's a Colonial Theater newsletter link on the bottom of the website, which we do recommend for weekly updates on that. Lifelong listeners here at WERU, and we look forward to trying to find ways, again, newly established not-for-profit, to collaborate in 2024 and beyond.
That was Kyle Walton, director of the now nonprofit Colonial Theater in Belfast. More information is available at colonialtheater.com. Taking a look back at what was in the news 100 years ago today on April 9th, 1924, on page 2 of the Portland Press Herald, there was a review of a play at the Colonial Theatre in Belfast. Quote, Kathleen, the musical production presented by Belfast amateurs under the auspices of the Belfast Women's Business and Professional Club, was greeted with a capacity house at the Colonial Theatre tonight, one of the best amateur productions which have been seen, exceptionally well presented. The best of local talent appeared in the leading parts, with the pick of Belfast's youthful beauty in the big and tuneful chorus. The plot was very clever, with much comedy, the music was catchy, and numerous ensemble numbers with the handsome costumes and stage settings certainly made a hit. The house was the largest, without exception, since the opening of the Colonial Theater, and the financial returns were most satisfactory. The entire production, from overture to finish, was presented without a hitch, and everyone who saw it was well pleased. It then gives a list of the people who were in this play, which goes on for half a page, single column. Everyone in town must have been in it. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping it tuned to your community radio station, WERU-FM. I'll see you tomorrow.